Bible. Be looking at Romans 1. Really, we're going to be looking at Acts 8 today. But do want to say with regard to devotional that you choose another king, remember, he'll take your sons and your daughters and a lot of other things beside that. Again, the remedy for verses 18 through 32 of Romans 1 is the gospel. That's the remedy. The Lord using his word to save an individual that will bring that individual out of verses 18 through verse 32. A good example of this is in the book of Acts, chapter 8. The account is, we're not going to read it all, but the account is verses 1 through 14. And what you have there is Philip taking the message of the gospel, the word of God, into Samaria. And Samaria very much mirrors our modern-day society and culture. Very much mirrors what's going on in the United States. Very much mirrors what we read here in verses 18 through 32. Samaria was, like the United States, a very blended society. Most people look at a blended society that is made up of all races, cultures, as a wonderful thing. And perhaps it is, depending how you want to look at it. But it's a very dangerous thing. It's always a very dangerous thing. A blended society. Now, by way of background to Samaritan society, back in 2 Kings chapter 17, we read that after 250 years of rebellion against God, the northern kingdom of Israel was taken captive by Assyria. After Assyria deported the most influential, the most gifted of the people, he brought in other nations and caused them to intermingle with God's people, or the Jews. As a result of that blending, Jew and Gentile were mixed together. Where, again, the Jews hated the Samaritans. They looked at them as half-breeds. So you have these other nations. They now dwell together with God's people. They eventually would intermarry. And the result was a people who were partly Jewish, partly Gentile. And it was the mixture of different religions. Not only do you have the mixture of different races, that's really not the big issue here. The issue is you now have a mixture of religion. You now have a mixture of philosophies. You now have a mixture of cultures. And what happens when you put all those together is you take a little bit of all. That's the history of the United States. And as a result, the Samaritans, racially mixed Jews and Gentile, they professed a belief in God, but they worshiped at the altars of paganism. And it was to these people that Philip went, a very blended society. Also, it was a society in which demonic activity was very prevalent. We read in verse 7 of Acts 8, "For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed." So it was a society where many were under the control and under the sway of demons. Today people laugh at the idea of demons. Demons are real. Demon possession is very real. I believe we have a society that is demon possessed. Demon possession is the only thing that can explain a lot of things today. So they're real. As a result of this demon possession, the Samaritans were very vile in their language, very vile in their thoughts, their imaginations, and in their acts. As a result of this satanic influence, that which is repulsive and loathsome, shameful, was very prevalent and was a way of life in Samaria. And it was to these people that Philip took the message of God. We also see here in Acts 8, verse 7, that it was a society of great wretchedness. We see verse 7, "And many were taken, and as they were held, they were captured with palsies." They came under the dominion of these things. Palsies is various forms of paralysis. We have a paralyzed society. A lot of people, their brains are paralyzed. And it's a result of all these other things. And we read that they were lame. That is, they were disabled. They were incapacitated. And again, it's a very good picture of the misery and distress and gloom and devastation that our society has sunk to. But again, it was to these people that Philip took the message of God. So you have all these things going on in the society of Samaria, and then they were being offered false remedies. They were being offered false remedies. Again, they're a society, they're a culture that has been inundated with a wide range of religion, a wide range of philosophy. And they were entangled in such, and they were enslaved in such. You see, religious liberty has caused a lot of religions to come to the United States. And religious liberty is a wonderful thing. But there's a problem. It can also be a problem because these things begin to intermingle. And then you have a mess. So they were engulfed and submerged in a variety of religions, and someone always has a solution. They don't even know what the problem is, but they have a solution. And Samaria began to be offered false remedies. And they're typified in this man named Simon in verse 9. "But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery." Now, sorcery in the Bible is a combination of drugs and demonism. They used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. So the remedies being offered are typified in this man, Simon. So you have a blended society. You have a society with a overrun with demon possession. You have a society that is a mess. And the solution that was being offered was sorcery. That's the solution. Look at it today. What are the solutions being offered? We have a pill for everything. It doesn't matter. There is a pill for everything. And it was to these people that Philip went. We see also it was a society, they were bewitched. Verse 9 says that he bewitched the people. That is, he deceived the people. In the midst of all these problems, all the confusion, all the chaos, in the midst of absolute wretchedness, Simon, who used sorcery, Simon had captured the people with his so-called remedies. There are people today, I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, who honestly believe that their party will fix everything that's wrong with our country. There isn't a human being alive that can fix everything that is wrong with this country. Man doesn't have the solution. Man does not have the solution. But people get so captured with the remedies that are being offered. And we see that the society and culture of Samaria was spellbound with what Simon was offering. And what Simon was offering was not going to fix the demon possession. What Simon was offering was not going to work. And what is being offered today isn't going to fix, and it's not going to work. But that's what happens. If people get spellbound with that which never has worked, but for some reason they think it will now, never has. It's never going to. And they get spellbound. In other words, they're deceived. And it was to these people that Simon went, or that Philip went. So they placed great confidence in that which would not work. Notice verse 10, to whom, that would be Simon, they all gave heed. They listened to him. Basically, he's saying, I've got a pill for that. I've got a remedy for that. Use sorcery. And they gave him heed, from the least to the greatest. The entire society gave heed. They listened to this man. Be careful who you listen to. Again, in a very blended society, people will say, well, everybody has an equal voice. Everyone has a right to speak. That's a good thing. But you don't have to listen. You don't have to listen. Be careful who you listen to. Well, I just feel I ought to listen to what they have to say. You might get yourself in trouble. Better listen to the Lord. But they held this man in esteem. They held this man in adoration. Be careful who you hold in esteem. I know he's wrong, but he's been a friend, and I have a lot of respect. You better be careful. You better be careful. The people believed that Simon, with his sorceries, could set everything right and lead them to a better life. And everybody wants a better life. Everybody wants a more enjoyable life. And someone stands up and says, I'll make life better. Oh, yes, I didn't tell you how. And if he does tell you how, if you have any sense, you know, well, that's not going to make my life better. But they just bought into what he had to say. So they were a people looking for peace. They were looking for contentment. They were looking for answers. They were looking for solutions to their problems. And they believed and held to the lies and deceits that only increased their problems. And it was to this people that Philip went. Again, all of this is a mirror of our society today. A society that is spellbound with modern-day sorcery. A society and culture looking for solutions and answers and that which is futile and empty and hopeless. And it was to this people that Philip went. Notice verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Philip was one of those that was scattered abroad, and he went into Samaria. And what did he go into Samaria doing? Preaching the word. And this is further explained in verse 5 of Acts chapter 8. And Philip went down in the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. So he took the message of Christ unto Samaria. And in verse 12, we read, and when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Philip did not go to Samaria with a message that was popular. He did not go to Samaria with a message that people wanted to hear. He did not go to Samaria with a message of carnal philosophy. He did not go there with a message of easy believism. He did not go there with a message of political correctness. He did not go there with a message of self-esteem. But he went to Samaria and he stood in the midst of a mess and he proclaimed Christ. And he preached the message of Christ. He preached the gospel. And I believe he did so in a very explicit way, a very distinct way, a very unmistakable way. He did not go there to make the people feel at ease and comfortable. He did not go there to entertain them. He went there with a message of Jesus Christ. And that's the remedy. That's the remedy. If you're worried about what people want to hear, you're not going to offer them a solution. Because what people want to hear is not going to solve their problems. It's only going to increase their problems. And that's where a lot of the religion of today is. We got to give the people what they want. Well, what they want will destroy them. What they want will bring them further into ruin. You do not want to give them what they want. You need to give them what they need, which is the message of Christ. Philip went in the midst of a mixed up people, very vile and wretched people. People who had been duped. People who were clinging to that which would never work. And he preached a message that was contrary to their thinking. Contrary to their ways of life. He preached Christ. It was a message that was radically different from their philosophies. Radically different from the sorceries of Simon. Radically different from the so-called solutions that they were clinging to. He went and preached the word. He went and preached Christ. It was a message that basically called people to leave their own ways. Called upon them to leave the ways of Simon Magus and to turn wholeheartedly to God and His way. So Philip went and he stood in the midst of a mess. And he preached the solution. He preached the answer. He preached the remedy for what plagued Samaria. And I believe he did so very plainly. Nobody had to ask, well, I wonder what he means. He preached the message very plainly. He preached it very directly. He preached it with fervor. He preached it with enthusiasm and boldness and courage and diligence. And then we read in verse 12 that they believed Philip preaching. They believed. And those who believed were baptized. And we see They left the sorcery of Simon. When you truly believe, you'll leave the other things. You'll leave that which is contrary. A lot of people today want to say they're a believer, but they don't leave anything. Nothing changes. But here, this belief caused a change. In other words, they that had laid hold of the message of Simon now laid hold of the message of Philip. They were convinced of it. They received it. They accepted it. They had confidence in it. And it became a part of them. And that was a solution. And that is the solution today as well. We can't make people believe. We can't cause people to believe. We know the one who can. Our responsibility is simply to declare the message, to declare Jesus Christ. It's not for me to try and persuade them. Just declare the message. It's God's work to do the persuading. It's God's work to cause them to believe. And God doesn't need my help. Doesn't need your help. We're simply to declare the message. And that's what he did. And he did so in a very straightforward way. He did so firmly, steadfastly. And the people believed. It was a message rooted in this book. And it was the answer. And it's still the answer today. Romans 1, verses 18 through 32 shows the mess that our society is in. The remedy is still the same. People say things are changing so fast. But the remedy is still the same. We don't need a new solution. We don't need a new remedy. We don't need new hymns. The old ones are just fine. We don't need new Bibles. King James Version is fine. We don't need any of those things. The remedy is the same. The Word of God. The Gospel. Don't get caught up in all the intermingling that goes on in society today. America's been called the boiling pot. And like I said, you can look at that and think, that's wonderful. It gives people of all different nationalities opportunity. And that's true. But beware of the danger. Beware of the danger of a blended society, and we are a very much blended society. There's nothing that's going to change that. But we have to beware of the dangers of such a society. And when you see all the intermingling, that's never a good thing. It's never a good thing in the Word of God. It weakens. But this is the remedy. May we always remember that the remedy for today is Christ. That's the solution. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we